Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1735, Why Your Relationships Are More Important Than Money, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Why Your Relationships Are More Important Than Money, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. I recently embarked on a 1,000-mile road trip and was elated with the string of consciousness I experienced. My road trip afforded me a full 8 hours each way of solitude. Yep, it was just me, my cheesy 80s and 90s music, and my thoughts. During my drive, I noticed a reoccurring theme. I noticed just how much I thought about my varying relationships over the years, and just how much I enjoyed the people that have come in and out of my life, and those who have stayed. After much reflection and enjoyment, I realized something I already knew on some level. Relationships are way more important than money. I'm assuming you agree, so let's talk about it. The default setting. A wise professor once told me that our thoughts will automatically default to our relationships if we're not being distracted by outside stimuli. Based on my experience, he was right. Ironically, the same professor eventually became one of my most trusted friends and even officiated my wedding to Mr. Mad Money Monster. Almost immediately upon starting my long trip, I realized just how many people were popping into my thoughts. I thought about people I hadn't thought about in years. I remembered conversations I had eons ago and even caught myself laughing out loud. Suddenly, I was remembering holiday gatherings as a child, dates I had with my college boyfriend, and personal dramas I shared with only my closest friends. It was sobering to also realize that I am the sum total of my experiences, good and bad. And so are you. I was truly experiencing what my good friend had stated so many years ago. My thoughts automatically drifted to my relationships when given free rein, and it was wonderful. Time is limited and a precious commodity. According to an 80-year-long study conducted by Harvard, quote, good friends protected people from mental and physical decline and gave a better idea of how long someone's life will be than their social class, IQ, or genes, end quote. Tell me that isn't a powerful statement. Whoa. The older I get, the more I realize how quickly time passes. I realize that days turn into years and years turn into decades, almost overnight. The power of strong bonds. In my world, I feel a sense of security because I have strong bonds with people. I mean, let's face it, when a crisis strikes, I'm not going to log onto my online banking app for solace. Instead, the first thing I'm going to do is call a trusted family member or friend to talk through the situation. I have, in fact, used this strategy many times throughout my life with great success. Case in point, when I was younger, our house caught on fire and was destroyed while we were away for the day. The first thing I did when we got notified by the fire department was call my friends for assurance that everything was going to work out and be okay. Granted, I was in college, so I wasn't responsible for replacing our belongings via savings and insurance, but I'm fairly certain I would react the same way today if faced with such a crisis. This memory of that experience is a reminder that the people we have strong bonds with are the people that have a wonderful way of making us feel like everything's going to be just fine when faced with a less than ideal situation. Money is just a tool. Of course, I'm not advocating that money isn't important at all. Obviously, I think money is extremely important and needs to be at the forefront of planning and decision making. However, after your financial systems are in place to meet your goals, money just becomes a tool to live a less stressful and more satisfying life. I was listening to a podcast the other day and heard the host say that you can only do three things with money: spend it, save it, and give it. I guess that is a true statement. Let's break it down. Number one, spend it. Spending money can give us great pleasure when we're spending it on things and people that we value. I find that I often get way more enjoyment out of spending money on other people than I do on myself. I have also noticed that spending money on experiences gives me lasting memories that I cherish, like our Disney vacation we took a couple of years ago. It's a stark difference from the way I operated in my early 20s, but in my opinion, it's a positive change. Thought experiment. Imagine spending money on an unforgettable vacation to the destination of your choice with someone you love. Those memories would last a lifetime and be worth every penny. Number two, save it. Saving money can be a bit boring, which is probably why a large chunk of people have a difficult time doing it. However, saving money leads to financial stability. And when you're financially stable, you have one less thing to worry about. Thought experiment. Imagine you're sitting there listening to this with $1 million or more invested. I'm no psychic, but I'm willing to bet you'd feel a lot more secure and maybe even enjoy having more life options. And number three, give it. Giving money is one of its best uses. Giving money allows you to give an opportunity to someone who wouldn't otherwise have a choice. Thought experiment. Imagine you were able to save up enough money to help your son, daughter, niece, or nephew attend their dream school for college or technical training. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you wouldn't regret it. Sometimes I catch myself tracking our net worth almost incessantly. When this happens, and it happens more than I'd like to admit, I like to take a moment to catch my breath and remind myself that our bottom line doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of our lives. What matters is that we have enough money to live comfortably and to enjoy each other and everyone else we choose to accept into our lives. What matters in the end? What really matters in the end is that you live a fulfilling life with the people you value most. Those experiences and memories will mean just as much, if not more, to the next generation than the money you leave behind. Relationships are more important than money. Here's why. We all die, and you can't take it with you. A wad of cash will never comfort you when you have a bad day or experience. Money can't make you happy, but friends and family can. And you can't go out to dinner or on a vacation with your bank account. You just listened to the post titled "Why Your Relationships Are More Important Than Money" by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY BetterHelp.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Now this is my kind of article. Obviously, I wholeheartedly agree that relationships are more important than money, especially because you can always make more money. But if you don't take care of your relationships, they can wither unintentionally. Social capital is a unique form of currency in a way, and it's special because you can't really spend money to acquire it. You need to spend your time and energy to foster deep, meaningful relationships. While I'm not the wealthiest person in the world monetarily, I'm surrounded by a rock-solid support system that makes me feel rich as The people in my life are absolutely incredible, and I rely on them heavily for emotional support. I've been very intentional on who I spend the most time with, as I know that the people around me, for better or worse, will influence me, and I'd like that to be a positive influence. While relationships are certainly more important than money, they can save you money too. I think about all the times I've moved and all the people who lovingly helped me. Or even something as simple as giving a spare key to my neighbor. Sure, if I'm locked out of my house, I certainly have the resources to call a locksmith. But it's just so much easier and cheaper to call my friend next door. This article reminded me of an awesome speech from the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce. It's from my very good friend, Lynn Frere, and it's called The 8 Forms of Capital. After surviving a brain tumor that wiped out her family's financial security and rebuilding her house that was on the verge of collapse, Lynn saw firsthand how investing in non-financial capital led her to financial freedom. Lynn explains that by recognizing our other forms of capital, we might actually have greater wealth than we realize. You can watch Lynn's talk right now on the Economy Conference YouTube channel. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.